When I was living out in Montana there, it seemed to rain every day for about 10 minutes. You know, there'd be sunny blue skies, this gorgeous day. One dark cloud would come wandering in every day around the same time in the afternoon. Drop a little bit of rain and for about 10 minutes and then disappear and back to a nice day. It was pretty nice. And yeah, originally, you know, buying originally equipment there, you got a lot of guns, so I don't know if you hand load or buy ammo, but I got into hand loading a long time ago. And the initial outlay for, you know, presses and dies and trimmers and, you know, all the goodies kind of thing, it kind of sucked, but it's definitely worthwhile in the long run. And people always ask me, is it really cheaper to hand load than buying ammo? It's not really. I mean, you spend about the same money, but I do a whole lot more shooting for the same amount of money. So it's not too bad. And then but mostly it's I can tune the loads to the barrels. So I can, you know, tune the ammo to a particular rifle kind of thing. So they shoot itty bitty little groups. But I noticed over the decades there, everybody was into accuracy. So the OEMs started cleaning up their production lines and making tighter tolerances a little bit tighter, and the factory ammo's gotten a whole lot better than it used to be. KAWOJ, back to you.